Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Option Half Year 2014 Results Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 28th of August, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Frank De Schuytter. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to go through our results of the first half of 2014. So my name is Frank De Schuytter, and I'm Options CEO. Joining me in this call is Christine Poli, Options CFO. Christine will first take you through the numbers. After that, I will make some comments and provide you with some background, and then we will open the call to your questions. I now hand over to Christine.
Thank you, Frank. I will now go through the numbers for the first half year 2014. Revenues, mainly from sales of products, amounts to 2.8 million compared to 5.1 million for the same period of last year. The gross margin increased from 34% to 35%. In the operating expenses, a substantial decrease was achieved of 1.8 million due to the cost savings by closing the Cork site and the effective cost control. The increase in cost of sales and marketing is in line with the expectations. Cost of sales has been impacted by the expansions of the sales team and the launch of a dedicated application team. The financial results have been impacted by the interest calculated on the two convertible loans. For the first half year 2013, only 3 months' interest for the 9 million bond was taken into account. For the first half year 2014, 6 months' interest for the 9 million bond and 3 months' interest for the 12 million bond were taken into account. This all resulted in a net loss for the first half year 2014 of 6.6 million compared to a loss for the same period of 2013 of 7.2 million. We will now go over to the consolidated numbers of the financial position and explain the main categories. For the intangible assets of 3.7 million, they consist of the capitalization of the R&D costs. Once these developments are deployed, they are depreciated over a 2 years period. The activation for the first half year was 1.2 million. The inventories decreased with 7K euros. The increase of the cash with 4.3 million was due to the issuing of a convertible loan of 12 million and impacted by cash burn from operating activities of 5.6 million, a cash burn from changes in working capital of 1 million, and a cash burn from financing activities of 0.6 million. The financial debt increased by issuing a convertible loan with 12 million and decreased by the conversion into equity of 2.5 million. Trade and other payables decreased with 1.8 million from 8.9 to 7.1 million with the following split of the 7.1 million. Trade payables reduced from 4.6 to 3.5 million. The other payables mainly consist of accruals for convertible loans, invoices to be received, and also costs related to payroll. None of these costs were due at June 2014. I hand over to Frank.
Thank you, Christine. So I'll give some color on the numbers that Christine presented. So the results for the first half year are below our internal estimates. Thanks to the cash injection executed in April, we have been allowed to accelerate the key elements of a strategic plan while addressing the root causes of the slow takeoff of sales. First point, we are transforming the company from an organization selling mere devices to an organization selling end-to-end solutions in the machine-to-machine communication market. In this business environment, there are some challenges. First, there are many different solutions to develop as every M2M segment has its own specific requirements, and the whole M2M market is very fragmented. Second, CloudGate is specifically designed to cope with this diversity, but as it can involve many different partners and many different components to develop the end-to-end solution, it remains a complex process that can lead to long sales cycles. It is therefore important for Option to simplify solution development and to reduce the development time for M2M solutions on the CloudGate. To this end, we have set up a dedicated group within Option, which is the application team that is focused on delivering end-to-end solutions. The application team is deploying activities in three areas. First, the application team is gathering and supporting companies developing applications or part of applications or components based on the CloudGate platform. This results either in ready-to-deploy solutions, either in building blocks that can be the base or can be used as a very scalable way to develop end-to-end solutions. In some cases, the application team develops the applications by themselves or part of it for the end customer if no partner in the ecosystem is available or capable to do so. The application team has supported and continues to support a comprehensive suite of third-party applications or software components, which are very established in the M2M space, to the CloudGate platform, again, with the aim to ease application development. Today, we already see a very tangible impact of these activities on the sales process, and we expect this trend to continue. We also are actively promoting and commercializing these end-to-end solutions using our worldwide distribution network. This should accelerate CloudGate sales and should improve Option's position in the total value chain of the overall M2M solution. So to summarize, point one of the strategic plan was a transformation from device sales to sales of end-to-end solutions. Second, as a second point in the strategic plan, we are expanding our sales channels. We have increased the number of sales partners worldwide, and we will continue to do so. We are carefully selecting these partners as they play a crucial role in the expansion of the CloudGate ecosystem. In the first half of 2014, we have established partnerships with Sphinx and Avnet in Europe, Unidex in Japan, and we are in discussion with several other parties worldwide. We have strengthened our global sales organization for intensified management and increased transparency of our sales funnel. So point two of the strategic plan was a strengthening of our sales channel with focus on increasing the reach and the technical expertise in that channel. As a third point, we see the improvement of the sell-through in the sales channel. Sell-through indicates actually how fast our partners are selling their inventory. In the first half of 2014, the sell-through in US was hampered by customers asking either for additional software functionality or interface cards to be able to finalize the application development. Another impediment was the lengthy LTE CloudGate certification process in the United States. To summarize the three focus elements of our plan, first, there is a transition to end-to-end solution development and sales. Second, the strengthening of the sales channels, both in reach as in technical expertise. The last element deals with removing the barriers to sales by continued investment in the product feature development. To conclude, we see that currently that we continue to realize design wins at major industrial players. We see that the speed of application development in the ecosystem is increasing, and we have a healthy opportunity funnel to support sound sales in the coming months. CloudGate is a competitive platform, not only because of its functionality and its aggressive price, but also for the support it gets from the ecosystem that we have gathered around it. I am convinced that this will enable Option to capture the emerging opportunities in the M2M market. Consistent with the plan, we should be cash neutral by the end of the year. This concludes my talk, and we'll take now your questions.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. So that's star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Guy Sip. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. The main questions are related to the actions that Option takes to make sure that the M2M market is not taking off without Option. So can you line up the most likely end-to-end solutions in which you will invest in the coming months? And can you also give an indication of the cash drain in the second half related to the order backlog that you have today? Thank you.
So so there are actually two questions here. First of all, which M2M solutions are we going to deploy first, or are going to the most important ones? I think the current solution, if we see in the near future, we see that we will be getting design wins in the, first of all, the management of industrial equipment, remote management of, in that case, that is applications like managing remote transformers or managing remote generators. So it's managing, so that's the first thing, industrial management. Then the second most important application is in the deployment of mobile access points. Then we have a very important launch that will take off, moving us into the field of industrial telematics. And then, in general, what we see is a lot of our opportunities that we're currently working on in the area of utilities and smart grid. So, with respect to the amount of cash drain that we anticipate, which is the second question that we anticipate in the next half year, it is, it depends on the speed or the moment at which the opportunities that currently are on the verge of becoming sales, when they will fall. Secondly, it also depends on the product mix, because on some items there is still the discussion whether or not we will fulfill the opportunity with either 3G or LTE, and these two type of products have a different margin. But again, to summarize, I think that we, on the third quarter, we will definitely see an improvement on the cash drain, but I would still estimate, a limited cash drain. But by the end of the year, as said in the press release, we will be cash neutral. Is that an answer to your question?
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the noise. I'm coming from another conference call. Okay, though, thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, it's star 1 on your telephone. Your next question comes from the line of Gert de Mesure. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Gert de Mesure from EFB. When it comes to the sale of products in the turnover, is it only a cloud gate revenue at the moment? Or are there still some other elements that can that play the role?
Okay, I will take that question. So if we look at let's first discuss the turnover of the past half year. If we look at the turnover there, we see that a large fraction comes actually from the sales of Global Surface, which is actually a legacy product. The peculiarity on these sales, however, are that these sales are right into the M2M market. We are using currently the Global Surfer to service mobile access points into Turkey, into Latin America. What we are doing, and this is a big part of our effort, is we are turning these opportunities into CloudGate opportunities. And that is that triggered some additional developments on the CloudGate platform. Another part of the turnover of the first half was still coming from the module business. And then there is a part from M2M, which was limited because of the stock that we still had in the channel. And finally, there is an amount of turnover that comes from services. If we look at the coming half year, what to expect, I will definitely see that the predominant source of income will be the cloud gate. There will still be some significant opportunities to monetize the historical portfolio that we have, and we will probably also have significant rise in the amount of services that we can develop for third parties.
Right. And these services, will that become more or less recurring instead of just selling the product? You're talking about developing applications, but are these one-offs, or is this some kind of recurring income over a number of years?
Yeah. So to answer that, I think at this stage we are using the, or abusing, if that's maybe the wrong the word, the services of the application team as an enabler to accelerate cloud gate sales. It is clear that is our strategy to turn this into a recurrent revenue stream as we go along. But at this stage, I think it's merely used as a sales enabler. But it's a good question, and it is indeed our intention to move into a more service-based model.
All right. There are no new products, let's say, in the pipeline, I think. So everything is now concentrated on CloudGate.
Well, are there no new products? Well, within the CloudGate, there is, next to the CloudGate platform that we have today, we are adding the LTE version. And in the future, there is definitely the intention to continue, as I said in the third point of our strategy, to continue to invest into the M2M market. So there will be, in the future, new platforms there as well. But again, the business of Option is into selling solutions. So I don't think we are a one product company in that sense.
Okay. The fact is, when you're talking about developing for the customer, is another risk that you will have to develop too much at too low a price, that you will be operating too customized, and that at the end you will end up with very thin margins?
Well, it's right.
If you have building blocks,
the revenue model that we are looking for will be a mixture. There will be a substantial amount of our revenue that will continue to come from healthy margin products such as CloudGate. So that is important. On the other hand, there is the main focus of what we do is that we try to, let's say, develop, that we try to develop a tool set or different type of components so that the whole application development of CloudGate gets very scalable. So your remark on the fact that it's probably not very efficient to develop a specific application for an opportunity that is, let's say, 100 units, and that is correct, and that's the reason why, if we look at the total investment from the application group, most of the effort goes into providing components or, let's say, tools that will allow the smaller opportunities to develop the applications autonomously. The idea for the application team to move into services model is only, we will only do that for very significant opportunities where, let's say, it is worthwhile to invest the resources, and that in a case that also the opportunity cost of losing the capacity is not offset by the little revenue that we get out of it. So it's only application developed by our own team, specifically aimed at, let's say, larger opportunities.
Okay. You're talking about several design wins. Okay, it's nice to win a design, but is there any turnover related to it, or is it uncertain?
No. Let me maybe explain a bit, dwell on that, because it's a very valid question. So if you are moving into, if you're engaging with a large industrial player, and you anticipate and you're in discussion with an industrial player to be part of his product portfolio for a very large percentage, the way this whole deployment goes is first you have a design win, then there is a kind of a, a limited field trial that goes from 3 months to 6 months. And after that, there is a controlled deployment throughout the whole installed base of that industrial supplier. When I say that we have design wins, yes, there is. So we have several industrial partners where we are into field trials today, and that we will be able to see significant revenue of that after, I would say, around 6 months, after the extended field trials end.
But if the field trial is not working, well, that's not your fault, but of your partner, then you have a problem, of course. And,
of course, but again, there is once you are in the funnel of being chosen, first of all, we are very confident on the wins that we've had that we will be able to keep our promises. That's one. And on the other hand, there is also the switching cost for the industrial player to go to another solution is too high. So the risk of losing that opportunity is very limited in my view.
And when you're talking about one design win, it's of course difficult for you to talk about amounts, but are we talking about turnover of per design win of 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, 10 million? I don't know.
Without being very specific, the opportunities that where we had the design win vary from, typically an installed base or a sales volume that can range from 5,000 units on a yearly basis up to 20,000 units on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
So there are pretty. It's not that they're insignificant, but again, you will have to go through. We will have to go through all phases. We are confident that we will do that, but it takes time.
But you're already in the process that one of these in CloudGate you will be able to book some already in the second half of 2014, but we will have to wait for 2015 probably.
Correct, but we will already book a couple of hundreds for every, because that is typically the size of a field trial, a couple of hundreds for every application. Again, I'm not sure that I, for every, deployment there, that I will be able to communicate because some of those are under non-disclosure agreements.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Johan Mitchell. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. As we all know, the machine-to-machine business in the future, especially in the States, is hot and will become hotter in the future. As I've heard, there are some big companies in the States who have quite a big war chest for going, as they will do so, as I heard, for consolidation and takeover. Considering the technology that Option has and also have proven in the past, maybe sometimes too soon, sometimes a bit too late, but nevertheless it's there, the technology. Is Option, open to some kind of consolidation as the market cap of Option is quite small in consideration with other U.S. companies trying to do the same thing as you guys doing? Thank you.
Again, if a good opportunity arises, of course we will consider that, but whether or not we will be open to that depends on the shareholders of Option. But as a management, if that's the question, yes, we are open to these.
You've not been approached or talks or something?
No, at this stage not.
Officially not. Okay, thank you. That concludes my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. As there are no other questions pending, I would like to end the conference call today with this. Thank you for your participation on today's conference. We look forward to remain in touch with you. Thank you and have a good day.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for all participating. You may now disconnect.